Edward walked over to his mother. "Before I kiss you," she said, "there are some things that I want to say. I have never understood you, child. This morning you were a king, but tonight you'll run from England like a thief. Alone, angry, afraid. You think that you're free, but you're not. You cannot be free. Everyone needs their family. Everyone needs their home. And tonight you have lost both those things. I love you. I am your mother. And nothing can change that. But if you marry that woman, you will break my heart. Go now. It is all very sad." Edward kissed Queen Mary's hand, then he turned and walked away. The next day Edward returned to Windsor Castle. He went into a small, cold room at the top of the building. From there, he spoke on BBC Radio to Britain and the world. This is what he said. "Tonight, for the first time, I can say a few words to you. Earlier today, I gave the crown to my brother George. He is now your king. I will soon leave this country and travel to France. My heart is with Wallace, and I cannot live without the woman I love. I don't know what will happen to me. Perhaps I will never see England again. But think of me tonight when I sail across the sea. God be with you. Long live King George." Edward left Windsor Castle and got into a large black car. It was now midnight, and it was just beginning to rain. "Take me away as quickly as you can," he said. The car moved off into the darkness and the rain.
"What a night," said the driver. "I think the sky is crying, sir."
At 1:30 a.m., they arrived at Portsmouth. Edward got out of the car and a voice said, "The king is here." Edward stopped and looked out across the open sea. There was a thin, cold smile on his face.
"King," he said. "No, I am not the king. I am just a man in love."
Then he turned and walked onto the ship and into the night.